The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the broadcast. Hello, this is Kurt Benrood for the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading movie and theater previews. This is information gleaned from several websites to bring you up-to-date information about movies, plays, and various other events that are being offered in our area with audio description. As always, we'll begin with a quick overview and then swing back around with some more details after a little later on. So, upcoming plays in the Raleigh and Cary area. First, we have 12 Angry Jurors at Cary Players in the Cary Arts Center on Sunday, September 29th. It is at 3 p.m. Keep in mind that Cary Players always offers a buy one, get one situation for the users of the audio described service. That's to get purchase your ticket, and then your driver or companion can get a free one. Inherit the Wind at Justice Theater Project, playing in the Umstead United Church of Christ Theater. It's on, also on Sunday, September 29th at 3:30 p.m. And keep in mind, once again, that Justice Theater Project gives totally free a pair of tickets for you and your driver. Then Raleigh Little Theater has Blood at the Root, playing on Sunday, October 6th at 3 p.m. And Raleigh Little Theater has the buy one, get one free offering for users of the audio description. West Side Story at North Carolina Theater in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium is on Saturday, October 19th at 2 p.m. The Taming at Justice Theater Project. They'll be performing at Peace College on Sunday, November 3rd, 3 p.m. And once again, Justice Theater Project offers that special. Fall of the House of Usher at the Applause Cary Youth Theater in the Cary Arts Center on Sunday, November 3rd, 3 p.m. Charlie Brown at Raleigh Little Theater, Sunday, November 3rd, 5 p.m. Having Our Say, the Delaney Sisters at North Carolina Theater in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium. That's on Saturday, November 9th, 2 p.m. Best Christmas Pageant Ever at Cary Players in the Cary Arts Center. And that is on Sunday, December 8th at 3 p.m. And also in the Christmas season, Raleigh Little Theater has Cinderella, and Justice Theater Project has Black Nativity. Durham and Chapel Hill at Playmakers in Chapel Hill on Tuesday, September 17th, is Native Son at 7:30 p.m., and that is their all-access night at Aladdin at the Durham Performing Arts Center on Saturday, October 5th at 8 p.m. Dairyland at Playmakers on Tuesday, October 22nd, 7:30 p.m. A Bronx Tale at Durham Performing Arts Center on Saturday, November 9th, 8 p.m. And Ragtime at Playmakers Repertory Company in Chapel Hill on Tuesday, November 26th, 7:30 p.m. Over in Greensboro and the Triad area, there's Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf at the Triad Stage on Saturday, September 28th, 2 p.m. And in the Fayetteville and Sand Hills area, there's Mamma Mia at Cape Fear Regional Theater on Thursday, September 19th, 7:30 p.m. Shifting gears here, we'll talk about movies with audio description. As always, the theaters that offer movies with audio description are the Regal Theaters in the area. That's the North Hills Stadium 14 in Raleigh, the Briar Creek Stadium 14 in Raleigh, Timberline 6 in Chapel Hill, Crossroads Stadium 20 in Cary, Beaver Creek Stadium 12 in Apex and White Oak Stadium 14 in Garner. Now, Regal Theaters has a telephone system for getting up-to-date information about the movies playing in their theaters, and their phone number is 844-462-7342. That's 844-462-7342. You just call that number and then follow the menu prompts, and you can get the information that you're searching for concerning their showtimes. Now, in the meantime, movies opening this week, we have Angel Has Fallen, which is rated R, plays at all of these movie theaters except the Timberline in Chapel Hill. Overcomer, rated PG, also playing at all of these theaters except for the Timberline. Peanut Butter Falcon, rated PG-13, plays at Crossroads, Beaver Creek, North Hills, and White Oak. Ready or Not, rated R, plays at all of these theaters. Held over movies from previous weeks, there's Dora and the Lost City of Gold, rated PG, plays at all of these theaters. Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, rated PG-13, plays everywhere except the Timberline. The Kitchen, rated R, plays only at the Timberline. The Art of Racing in the Rain, rated PG, plays at the Crossroads in Cary, North Hills and Briar Creek in Raleigh, and the White Oak in Garner. Fast and Furious presents, and we'll get there in a second here, presents Hobbs and Shaw, rated PG-13, plays everywhere except Timberline. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, rated R, plays at the Crossroads in Cary, the North Hills and Briar Creek in Raleigh. Spider-Man Far From Home, rated PG-13. We've got that playing in Cary at the Crossroads, in Raleigh at North Hills, and in Garner at the White Oak. And finally, The Lion King, rated PG, and it plays at Crossroads in Cary, North Hills and Briar Creek in Raleigh, and at the White Oak in Garner. Okay, we'll take a closer look now at the plays that are being offered locally with audio description. The first one on our agenda here is 12 Angry Jurors. It's by Cary Players in the Cary Arts Center in Cary. It's on Sunday, September 29th at 3 p.m. It's written by Reginald Rose and adapted by Sherman L. Sergel. "He doesn't stand a chance," mutters the guard as the 12 jurors are taken into the bleak jury room. It looks like an open and shut case until one of the jurors begins opening the other's eyes to the facts. The Cary Players season kicks off with 12 Angry Jurors, a classic drama about what it means to pass judgment on your fellow peers in a democracy. Originally released in 1957 as the film 12 Angry Men, this update allows for a large cast of all ages and genders. Directed by local theatrical veteran Yvonne Anderson, the show takes place on a hot summer day after a long trial where a jury must unanimously decide the fate of a 19-year-old man accused of murdering his father. With a single holdout, tempers flare as the 11 other jurors try their best to convince the lone dissenter to come around to their side. As the evidence is re-examined, however, jurors must face their own life experiences and perspectives in their search for the truth and whether there is, in fact, some measure of reasonable doubt. Adult tickets are $20. Senior citizen, 55 and up, and student are $18, and Carry Players offers users of the audio description service a buy one for yourself, get one for your driver or companion free as a deal. You can call 919-462-2055 for reservations. That's 919-462-2055. Inherit the Wind at Justice Theater Project, that's playing in the Umstead United Church of Christ, and that's on Sunday, September 29th at 3:30 p.m. It's written by Jerome Lawrence and Robert E. Lee and directed by Jerry Sipp. The man who has everything figured out is probably a fool. That's a quote from the play. In a sleepy Bible Belt town, a teacher is arrested for defying state law by teaching Darwin's theory of evolution to his class. Matthew Harrison Brady, a presidential contender, joins the prosecution against Evil Ocean, prompting the Baltimore Herald to hire renowned attorney Henry Drummond for the defense. This play is based on the infamous Scopes Monkey Trial. An epic clash of the titans ensues in the true trial of the century. Justice Theater Project offers a free pair of tickets to all users of the audio description service. That's a free one for you and a free one for your driver. And you can call them at 919-264-7089. That's 919-264-7089. Blood at the Root at Raleigh Little Theater plays on Sunday, October 6th at 3 p.m. It's written by Dominique Morisseau and directed by Lomarev Jones. It's based on the true story of the Jena Six. Six black students who were initially charged with an attempted murder for a school fight after being provoked with nooses hanging from a tree on campus. This bold ensemble drama examines the miscarriage of justice, racial double standards, the crisis in relations between men and women of all classes, and as a result, the shattering state of black family life. And once again, the Raleigh Little Theater does offer a buy one, get one free deal to users of audio description. These single ticket prices, excluding tax, are $27 for adults and $23 for students and seniors. Call them at 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111. And make reservations or get more information. West Side Story by North Carolina Theater at Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium on Saturday, October 19th at 2 p.m. The world's greatest love story takes to the streets of New York as the landmark Tony Award-winning musical West Side Story. Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet is given a modern twist as two young idealistic lovers find themselves caught between warring street gangs, the, quote, American Jets, and the, quote, Puerto Rican Sharks. From the first note to the final breath, West Side Story will captivate you with its poignant and powerful story and inspiring musical score, including memorable songs Maria, I Feel Pretty, America, and more. Tickets start at $30.15 and run as high as $87.15. And reservations can be made by calling 919-831-6941. That's 919-831-6941. We'll jump over to the Chapel Hill and Durham area now and take a look at the information about Native Son playing at Playmakers Repertory Company on Tuesday, September 17th at 7:30 p.m. It's written by Namby E. Kelly, and it's based on the novel by Richard Wright. It's directed by Colette Robert, and a quote from the play is, "When you look in the mirror, what do you see?" On Chicago's South Side in the 1930s, Bigger Thomas struggles to find a place for himself in a world where systematic oppression and poverty make fear and violence the everyday currency of life. Most famously adapted by Carolina's own Paul Green, Richard Wright's seminal novel is ready to capture the hearts and minds of another generation with Nambi E. Kelly's heart-stopping and theatrical new adaptation. The Chicago Tribune says it's gusty, powerful, and relentless, and the theater warns us that due to rough language, adult situations, and racially charged scenarios in pre-civil rights era Chicago, they want to encourage all patrons to use their own discretion in determining the appropriateness of the material. Tickets on the audio description night are $15, and you can make reservations by calling 919-962-7529. That's 919-962-7529. And that's called community night. That's when tickets are the cheapest. And so I do recommend making reservations far in advance. Even though this is not until September 17th, that date is getting closer. So everybody kind of think it over. Aladdin at the Durham Performing Arts Center is on Saturday, October 5th, 8 p.m. It's a part of the SunTrust Broadway at DPAC series. Discover a whole new world at Disney's Aladdin. The hit Broadway musical from the producer of The Lion King comes the timeless story of Aladdin, a thrilling new production filled with unforgettable beauty, magic, comedy, and breathtaking spectacle. It's an extraordinary theatrical event where one lamp and three wishes make possibilities infinite. Hailed by USA Today as pure genius, that's spelled GENIE-US. Okay, so hailed by USA Today as pure genius, Aladdin features all your favorite songs from the film, as well as new music written by Tony and Academy Award winner Alan Menken, who was responsible for Newsies, and with lyrics penned by the legendary Howard Ashman, who gets credit for Beauty and the Beast. Tony Award winner Tim Rice, of Lion King and Aida fame, and book writer Chad Begwilen, famous for The Wedding Singer. This is directed and choreographed by Tony Award winner Casey Nicholas, who is famous for The Book of Mormon and Something Rotten. This fabulous and extravagant new musical boasts an incomparable design team with sets, costumes, and lighting from Tony Award winners Bob Crowley, Greg Barnes, and Natasha Katz. See why audiences and critics agree. Aladdin is exactly what you wish for, so says NBC TV. And also at Playmakers is Dairyland on Tuesday, October 22nd, 7:30 p.m. It's written by Heidi Ambruster and directed by Vivian Benesch. This is a world premiere comedy where sometimes you really do put your foot in it. Raw from an office romance, stinging from a journalistic rivalry, and exhausted by a never-ending series of baby showers, Allie, a food writer in New York City, never expected to find herself on the wrong side of an epic food fight. When she escapes to her father's dairy farm in Wisconsin, she meets a cow named Patches, who promises to show her the way home. Due to casual use of coarse language, they encourage all patrons to use their own discretion in determining the appropriateness of the material. Once again, this is a community night, and so tickets are only $15, and Playmakers reservations are made by calling 919-962-7529. That's 919-962-7529. And we'll take a look over in the Triad area. The Triad stage is producing Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? That's Edward Albee's classic on Saturday, September 28th at 2 p.m. Come to the party, but don't play the drinking games. The lights are on late at George and Martha's as two couples in a quiet college town turn a nightcap into an all-out, all-night fight. Peek through their windows and uncover the devastating truth behind the illusions. The artistic director tells us, there are lots of good plays and probably even more bad plays, but there are only a handful of legendary plays. Those plays that shook the theater, jolting us out of old ways of thinking and forever changing what comes after. These are my favorite plays because we are altered by our encounter with them. Edward Albee's Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf still grabs us as intensely as it did half a century ago with its exposé of dreams and self-destructive fantasies. Tickets start at $15, and reservations can be made by calling 336-272-0160. That's 272-0160. And finally, in the Fayetteville and Sand Hills area, Cape Fear Regional Theater is producing Mamma Mia on Thursday, September 19th at 7:30 p.m. Music and lyrics by Bjorn Ulvaeus and Benny Anderson, book by Katherine Johnson. Directed by Suzanne Agins, who is famous for Cape Fear Regional Theater's Dreamgirls and Memphis, choreographed by Ryan Miggy, and music directed by Zeke Smith. This smash hit features the music of ABBA and will make you feel like a dancing queen. It's set on a Greek island paradise where Sophie invites three men from her mother's past to her wedding in order to discover who her father is. Featuring nonstop hits like Take a Chance on Me, Money, 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 and Super Trooper, it's a trip down the aisle you'll never forget. And they ask the question, who will love Mamma Mia? Well, it is fans of splashy Broadway musicals, people who enjoy nostalgic music, groups of girlfriends and mothers and daughters. They rate it PG-13. Their tickets start at $25. And you can make reservations by calling 910-323-4233. That's 910-323-4233. And that's the scoop on our plays with audio description. Let's take a closer look at the movies that we listed earlier. Once again, new this week, we have Angel Has Fallen, which is rated R for violence and language throughout. It runs an hour and 54 minutes. And we understand that when there is an assassination attempt on U.S. President Alan Trumbull, played by Morgan Freeman, his trusted confidant, Secret Service agent Mike Banning, played by Gerald Butler, is wrongfully accused and taken into custody. After escaping from capture, he becomes a man on the run and must evade his own agency and outsmart the FBI in order to find the real threat to the president. Desperate to uncover the truth, Banning turns to unlikely allies to help clear his name, keep his family from harm, and save the country from imminent danger. Action-adventure, in addition to Freeman and Butler, Nick Nolte, Lance Reddick, Jada Pinkett Smith, Danny Houston, Tim Blake, and Nelson Piper Perabo. Tim Blake Nelson and Piper Perabo appear. This is directed by Rick Roman Waugh. Also new this week is Overcomer, rated PG, runs 1 hour and 55 minutes, filled with a powerful mix of faith, a twist of humor, and a ton of heart. Overcomer follows the Kendricks, previous features facing the giant, facing the giants, Fireproof, Courageous, and the number one box office hit, War Room. Life changes overnight for basketball coach John Harrison and the high school where he and his wife teach when they learn the largest manufacturing plant in town is shutting down. Uncertainty swirls as hundreds of families depart, leaving John fearful for the future of his family and his team. Forced to coach a sport he doesn't even like, John is inspired by an unexpected friendship and an unlikely athlete pushing her limits on a journey toward discovery. With newfound resolve and the support of the community, Hannah and her coach challenge the impossible in the biggest race of her life. And this is a drama with a cast including Priscilla Shearer, Alex Kendrick, Ben Davies, Elizabeth Becca, Cameron Arnett, Sherry Rigsby, and Aaron Wright Thomas. The director is Alex Kendrick. And next on our list here is Peanut Butter Falcon, rated PG-13 for some violence, smoking, language throughout, and thematic content. It runs an hour and 36 minutes. After running away from a residential nursing home to pursue his dream of becoming a pro wrestler, a man who has Down's syndrome befriends an outlaw who becomes his coach and ally. This is an action-adventure that stars John Hawkes, Dakota Johnson, Shia LaBeouf, Bruce Dern, John Benthal, Thomas Hayden Church, Zach Goetzgegen, Jack Roberts, Mick Foley, and Yellow Wolf. This is directed by Tyler Nelson, Michael Schwartz, and Mike Schwartz. And finally, Ready or Not, among the new movies, is rated R for violence, bloody images, language throughout, and some drug use. It runs an hour and 35 minutes, and it follows a young bride, played by Samara Weaving, as she joins her husband, Mark O'Brien, the husband's rich, eccentric family, in a time-honored tradition that turns into a lethal game with everyone fighting for their survival. Now, this is a comedy horror thriller. And once again, it includes Adam Brody, and then Andy McDowell, Mark O'Brien, Samara Weaving, and Henry Zerny. It's directed by Matt Bettolini-Ulpin and Tyler Gillette. And this, it once again, is a comedy horror thriller. And we've run out of time for today's episode of Movie and Theater Previews. Be sure to tune in and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it and garnered some useful information. I'm Kurt Benrood, reading for the Triangle, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service, and the content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, www.ncreadingservice.org.